Hello, and welcome to another episode of Cybersecurity for All podcast, a podcast all about cybersecurity from ApeTech. I'm your host, Alex, and today we're going to be taking a deep dive into online privacy. Privacy has been in the news a lot recently, and if you own an iPhone with the latest update from April 26th, iOS 14.5, then you've probably noticed a new pop-up that has been showing up on your screen every time you're trying to launch an app. Let's take a look at what all this means and maybe help you make better decisions online. Before we jump into this episode, let me update you on a few things. We just crossed over 767 downloads. Thank you to everyone that has helped me crush my goal. As you know, the month is not over yet. We still have a few hours left, and I had a goal of hitting 750 downloads. And thank you to everybody. We got there, and not only did we get there, but we surpassed it. The next milestone is 1,000 downloads. Initially, I was estimating to be at the 1,000 mark by the end of summer. But if we all band together like we did to help me crush this goal of 750, I think we can get there by the end of May. I also feel that I need to extend my sincerest gratitude to everybody that has been playing and listening to my episodes. I really do appreciate you. If you're following me on social media, then you know who you are. Thank you so much for supporting me and this dream of mine. Also, feel free, if you're new, to share this podcast with your friends and family so that they too can benefit from Cybersecurity for All. If you want to leave a message, there is a voicemail URL in the episode description that you can use to get a hold of me. Also, atech.me/social is where you can find me and everything else that I'm working on. I'm very active on Twitter, and you can find me on there at ApeTechDA. If you enjoy the cybersecurity content but want more, feel free to check me out on TikTok. I have almost 1,900 followers on TikTok, and I'm producing content almost every day there. Obviously, it's in a different format, but it's still in the cybersecurity type of realm. And it's a little bit more entertaining. It's obviously a different feel to it. And you might enjoy it. So check me out. Same handle at ApeTechDA. This podcast is just one of many different things I'm working on. And I'm excited to bring you along with this journey because I am building a lot of stuff. So enough updates. Let's get into this episode. Why should you care about your privacy? I have nothing to hide. Most people that do not worry about online privacy usually make that statement. I have nothing to hide. And I mean, technically, they're not wrong. With all of the data breaches that have happened, social security numbers, credit cards, passports, addresses, your phone number, almost every aspect of you has been shared online, especially if you have a security clearance. When the government got hacked almost 5-6 years ago, all of that information, every neighbor you've ever talked to, the contact information for every family member, for every person that has ever known you for your entire life, leaked on the internet for almost anybody to have, right? So literally, what about your life is still private, right? And then when you factor in all that we share on social media, right? So everything you're sharing on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, right? Pretty much anyone in the world can know almost any detail about your life if they wanted to. So it's not a big deal, right? Like, literally, what is privacy at this point? And to be honest, I fall into the similar camp, right? I'm not out on the internet committing crimes, and I really don't have anything to hide since I've been impacted by almost every single data breach, and I am pretty active on social media, right? So I share a lot about my business growth and what I'm going through with respect to growing an online business. And so at some point, like, privacy isn't really a thing that I care about too much, but there are some things that I do like to keep private, and we'll discuss that in a little bit. But if you take a page out of a celebrity's playbook, then you might start to consider the value of privacy. Most celebrities have very little privacy. There's always cameras following them around, and the media loves to report on their every action. When you overshare on the internet, something similar happens, right? Maybe you're not directly impacted, but websites like Google and Facebook make billions of dollars tracking your every move. Again, you probably don't see the direct cause and effect, but at some point, if trends continue, everyone might start living through the privacy invasion that celebrities have had to endure for many years. So that begs the question, does your privacy actually matter? According to Apple, privacy is a fundamental human right. And I think that is a powerful statement and a statement that I really hadn't considered. Because again, between everything that's been shared online, every breach, right? Everything, every interaction that you do, what privacy, if any, do we even have left? Everything you do on your digital devices, according to Apple, should be kept private. At the very least, you should have the option to allow your privacy to be violated. Today, we really don't have that option. Every website we go to, every time we pick up our phones, almost every interaction is monitored. And even if you've never stopped to think about, well, like, about you and what's being tracked online about you, then you probably should stop, right? Because there is a lot going on here that maybe you haven't just paid attention to. So every place we look up on the internet, every location we visit, every conversation we have, well, not all, every, but most of the conversations we have, all the browsing we do online, all that is being monitored by companies that rely on their ability to snoop on us to make money. And those companies say that they want you, that you want them to track you, right? Just last year, Bezos and Tim Cook and Zuckerberg and Sundar, they all went up to Congress and they had to talk about this, right? Europe has been making these huge privacy rules that have been just changing the entire landscape of privacy, right? And the answer from all these companies was, except Apple, because Apple is very pro-privacy, but the answer was pretty much the same. You as a consumer of the internet, you want them to track you, right? Things are convenient when they track you, right? How easy is it to be thinking about something and then all of a sudden see it in another page and then just conveniently take action, right? How easy is it for you to go and shop on Amazon and then come back a couple days later and Amazon tells you like, hey, you forgot about this item. Are you still interested? Right? There's some value into the privacy violations that they do because it makes our lives a little bit more convenient. Now, everything sounds good until bad things happen. But then there's also the other side of the spectrum, right? Like too much privacy and people, if you have too much privacy, then people can get away with murder. After all, this is why the patriarchy was created, right? As a way to spy on people to help stop crimes before they happened. It is also well known that criminals tend to take advantage of pro-privacy platforms to coordinate and plan their attacks. How many times have you heard in the news about the San Bernardino shooter from a few years ago where Apple and the FBI got into it because Apple wouldn't unlock the phone because it was a violation of the person's privacy, right? And then the FBI and the government wanted Apple to create a backdoor into their ecosystem so that they can go in and check and see the conversations and every interaction that they were having on these iPhones. And Apple said no, right? And then there's things with like mass terrorist groups just coordinating and getting online and going on these encrypted platforms to share hate and crimes and like every bad thing that makes the internet a dangerous place. Like all of that is just empowered by privacy because the people that are here to protect you, like government authorities and stuff like that, and your police forces, they can't see any of it, right? And they can't do much about it. So how much privacy is enough? How much is too much? But most importantly, who gets to decide? All right, enough of the theory. Let's talk about some of the real things happening in the world of online privacy today. iOS 14.5. On April 26th, Apple released this massive update to their iPhones. This version changes the game for online privacy, if you own an iPhone. It will also change the way companies make money, and entire business models are going to have to be reformed. With iOS 14.5, if you're not aware, every app that wants to track you must ask you for your permission. And if you've updated to iOS 14.5 this week, You've probably seen one or two pop-ups that ask you, hey, this app wants to know a lot of information about you. Is this okay? Right? And then you hit yes or no. And if you hit no, well, we'll talk about it. But if you hit yes, then everything's as usual, right? Nothing changes. But it's when the people start hitting no that we're going to see a shift, a very powerful shift in our world. Before this update, every app was able to track you and every interaction you did with your phone, right? Google, Facebook has this thing called the Pixel that basically knows everything and builds a profile about everything that you do in and out of Facebook. And that's really what's been powerful with Facebook, right? Facebook follows you everywhere you go. While Google is kind of just walled into its garden of Google services. But Facebook, I mean, there's a reason why Facebook is such a profitable company, right? They know everything about you, even more than Google, because Google, again, once you leave the Google ecosystem, Google kind of just, their hands get tied, but Facebook went with you everywhere. And you tend to share a lot more personal information on Facebook than you did on Google, because Google is more like a search type of thing versus Facebook. You're sharing every intimate detail about your life on there. But while this may not sound like a big deal, right? Like that every app was tracking you before, believe me, it is. If you were ever messaging a friend about a new toy that you wanted to buy and then go over to Facebook and then see an ad for that same, very same toy, then you've experienced app tracking. This basically goes away unless you opt in. Okay, so this is what's key with iOS 14.5. Like this tracking, it's gone. Apple has basically made it very clear to app developers, if you want to continue to use our platform, you have to abide by our rules. And our rule is you can't track unless they give you permission. Now, tracking is not gone, right? So don't, like, many people will still opt in. But the point here is that it's your data, it's your choice, right? You now have a voice. And for people that don't care, business is going to be as normal. But for the people that do care, Facebook and Google's business models that depend on like being able to track those people, it's going to have to change, right? So those targeted ads that were very easily obtained by people because nobody had the option to opt out, all of a sudden, those targeted ads and that business model and that revenue from those individuals, it's going to be wiped. It's going to be gone. And so now Facebook and Google are going to be blind to your activities unless you intentionally let them in. I believe that while this is good for the public, it's going to drastically change the way Facebook and Google make money, right? They will need to rethink their strategy, and perhaps in the future, services such as Gmail and Google Search and Facebook and Messenger and Instagram, they might even start charging for their services, right? Because if you got to remember that these are publicly traded companies and they have a responsibility to their stakeholders to make money. And if all of a sudden you just wiped out 50% of their income, there will be chaos. I guarantee you. In the future episode, we'll cover this topic in more detail. And we'll talk about social media tracking, browser tracking, Android tracking, and so much more. But for now, I'd like to give you a little homework assignment. Seriously consider how important your online privacy is. I know that I personally overshare a lot of my journey on building out multiple streams of income, but I do try to keep certain aspects of my life private. However, there are certain aspects of my life that my private life that I'd like to share with my friends and family, right? There's things that I'd like to share with my kids or my wife or my parents. And many of those things, Apple's working on to help you do that, right? So if you're within your family of trust, Apple's developing systems to be able to easily share those moments with your family, but also keeping out everybody else out of your stuff. So in the end, it's your data and you should be able to control the choices that you make about your, and it's your data and you should be able to control the choices as to how your data is used. But know that the second you decide to favor extra privacy, many of the convenient things we have today for free will go away. Know that criminals might be able to carry out crimes and that they will be able to cover them up, right? The paper trails are going to disappear. Privacy is a sensitive topic, and I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about privacy, right? And most importantly, how does this topic of privacy kind of relate to cybersecurity? Well, let me make the really big connection right here. Social engineering is used right? Like the foundation of social engineering. And if you haven't listened to my episodes on social engineering, I urge you to go back and listen to them. But the foundation of a good social engineering attack is based on tricking you into trusting a complete stranger into doing something. Okay, I'm oversimplifying this, obviously, but at the most fundamental level, if I, as a hacker, can convince you to give me private information, then I can now go and carry out my attack, right? But as humans, there's so much psychology into how or why we disclose information. And knowing personal details about you help lower your barriers of like stranger danger, right? Like if I come and say, hey, I'm friends with yada, 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 and we should be friends, then all of a sudden, now that you have a third party, then a mutual friend, those barriers of like, oh my gosh, you're a complete stranger, who are you, get away from me, kind of diminish a little bit, right? Because now you know somebody that's friends with them, and so if they're friends with them, then it might be safe for you to be friends, right? Or maybe they just know things about you, like they know where you went to school, or they know your teachers, and they know a lot of the things that you share online. They know these details, so clearly they must know you, right? And that right there is the key part, right? Like, because all this information, there's no privacy right now, and because these companies that can get hacked, all your private information can get leaked, it is so easy for me as an attacker to go and build profiles on individuals that I'm trying to attack and trick them to building trust and to giving me the information that I need to carry out a successful cybersecurity attack. So as this stuff changes, right, as Apple starts this path of privacy and the way that they're doing it, it's going to have some serious consequences to the whole world, right? It's not just going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to start paying for Facebook. But think about it from just literally a criminal perspective, right? Like, if I can hide my criminal activity, that's going to be powerful, right? If, as an individual, if you can hide your personal information to minimize crimes being committed against you, that's going to be powerful, right? Also, if all of a sudden you were used to having convenient features, like, again, remembering that you, when you come back to Amazon, that you had things in your cart and or that you were looking at something a month ago, or that you bought batteries 2 months ago and that those batteries might be dying and it might be time to buy new batteries, like all that kind of tracking and information that companies have on you, if that goes away, like what are our lives going to look like, right? We've been relying so much on the internet for such a long time that these convenient features have value. But what I also think is ironic here is the very people that are trying to add more privacy, our governments, right? Our world leaders, because this is not just like a US problem, right? Like Europe with their GDPR or GDRP or I don't know what they call it. Hold up. Europe GRPC. Let me see. Privacy laws. What is it? GDPR. The General Data Protection Regulation. So Europe with this GDRP, they're really like changing the landscape for every business, right? But those people are also responsible for protecting their citizens from terrorist attacks and from hate crimes and from all this other stuff that when you add privacy, all that free tracking that the governments use also goes away. Like, I don't know if these people know this, but like, that's where like the irony or the oxymoron or whatever you want to call it comes into play with me in my mind is like, okay, so you want the world to be a safe and private place, but you also want to be able to spy on your citizens, right? Like, how do you have your cake and eat your ice cream? Like, I just don't get it. So anyways, I'd love to hear from you. This is your online privacy 101 guide. I think depending on the feedback I get here, I'm going to be making some TikToks on this. So if I get a lot of attention here and people are genuinely interested in this topic of online privacy, there's a lot of different topics to talk about, and I'd love to jump deeper into these. So if you're interested and this is something that's of interest to you, please let me know. I'm going to have a blog post on this. I'm going to have obviously this podcast, and then I'm going to have maybe a 21 set of TikTok. So yeah, if this is something that's of interest to you, please let me know. I have a lot more thoughts and a lot more information on this that I'd love to share with you. I hope you take my advice here and go protect yourself, right? Be mindful of what data is being collected. And if you have an iPhone and you haven't updated to iOS 14.5, maybe you do, maybe you don't want to, but not, at least now you have information to make that decision. Make sure that you adjust permissions based on your online privacy, and based on the online privacy that you want or don't want. Ultimately, as consumers, we're getting more power back, right, with respect to how we're tracked, and you should take advantage of that. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you feel that someone you know could benefit from listening to this episode, please feel free to share it with them. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast, and thanks for your support. I know I'm just getting started, but I'm excited to see where I take this podcast in the future. Also, May 1st starts my next phase of my income streams, and I will be publishing a book in the month of May, and I will be developing online courses. I'm going to be hitting advertisement, ironically, and affiliated links a lot harder, and I'm also going to start coding more. So my goal is to eventually build a software company here, and so I'm going to be unlocking all that kind of stuff over the next couple months, but May 1st starts the first step into that, towards that direction. So hope you enjoyed this one, and see you in the next one. Bye.